Hello, everyone, and welcome into episode number 218 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Blessing.
Welcome, Blessing, host extraordinaire, joining us for the next 2 weeks. Tell us your life story.
So I am a dental student. I have started hosting trivia to help me with my talking to people and just being amazing. I love district trivia, and I'm super excited to be on the podcast today.
Okay, let me say this, that I did not tell her I was going to throw that question at her, and she crushed it.
Very well done.
But before the podcast, you were telling me that, you were using trivia to get to know people because as a trivia host, they can't talk back, and that was similar to dentistry?
Exactly. So I'm the biggest introvert in the world, but as a dentist, you have to be able to talk at people when they can't respond, really, because, you know, everybody hates when they get asked questions. When the dentist's hands are in their mouth and they can't say anything, they're just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I thought trivia would be a great way for me to work on just talking at people and so that I can start practicing that skill.
That's so cool. I never would have thought that trivia would be relevant to...
Yeah, and I've never thought about that, something like that translating to a different profession, like you said, but that's, hey, whatever works, right?
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Okay, so would you like to kick us off today?
Absolutely. So for my interesting fact, the largest purchaser of explosives in the United States is the Department of Defense.
That makes sense.
Who is the second largest purchaser?
Okay, I would have guessed Department of Defense for most. I was like, when you start saying most explosives, like crushing this, but that wouldn't be an interesting fact.
Can I ask whether it's a legal or illegal enterprise?
It is a legal enterprise. It is a company.
Okay.
Okay, so they exist. It's not like Joe Schmo backyard fireworks. No.
Right. No, see, I was thinking like maybe one of the drug cartels or something like that.
Oh, that would be a good guess.
I don't know how up to date their statistics are.
Yeah, no, that's why I asked a question. I was just like, well, I don't even know if they can track this, but
yeah, the one guy that lost how many millions of dollars just in rubber bands and money getting eaten by rats. Okay, I think it's gonna be something weird, like Boeing or something, that they have to blow up their planes that no longer work. That doesn't make any sense, really, in retrospect. But I don't know why. But that's where my brain is.
See, that's
like old cargo, you know, like those big fields.
With DOD being number one, I figured it's going to be one of those contractors that works for DOD. So Boeing, I thought, was a pretty good guess.
But no.
What if it's...
But I'm going to go, I have no idea of the like largest group, but I'm going to say like a mining company, like somebody that has to like blow out mines and stuff like that.
A good guess, but not right.
I was going to say like something like landscaping. I'm just picturing big clumps of dirt flying through the sky. I don't know anything about cars. I know nothing. But I do know that there is a thing called a combustible engine.
Okay.
Which, to me, sounds like something that explodes. So I'm going to say GE.
No.
Okay.
So that is, like, I don't think that qualifies as explosives necessarily.
I am not a scientist, yes, nor a car person, and I'm not a lot of other things. But I don't have any more guesses. All of them.
Okay.
My ceiling of being correct is gone.
Department of Defense is first. Let me think about this. I feel like I can logic my way there, and then it's going to be something out of left field.
I've tried three times to logic. What if it's is it a way to clear out animals? Like there's an overabundance of moose, and they're just going.
But they're
just
killing all these mooses. That makes me very sad.
I don't know why I thought of moose.
Well, if you're going to take out a moose, I'm assuming you need something pretty big.
Like, what animal would you want to explode? No, wait, that's a terrible question. I don't want to know the answer. But it obviously be a frog? No, wait. Just kidding.
After this thing I read about gators, it kind of, like, gators immediately come to mind.
They're just dinosaurs.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't get there. I have no idea.
All right, so it is Walt Disney.
Oh.
They use so many fireworks per year, per day, with all of their various shows in Disney World and Disneyland that they have made it to the number two purchaser of explosives.
That is so obvious. I feel like such an idiot.
I told you there was some way we could logic it there.
I know. My brain knows that Walt Disney spends millions of dollars on fireworks every day. My brain also knows that fireworks are an explosive. Why did I not put those two things together? Why did I say cars? I said blowing a moose before I get to this world. Everything's terrible.
Yeah.
You were almost there. You figure moose, mouse.
Yeah.
You were almost there.
Yeah. Estimates for how much they spend on fireworks every year are around $50 million. And they estimate that around 50 million people visit Disney World every year. So it's about $1 per person that visits, more or less.
That's pretty cool, though. That's a cool breakdown. And I feel like that's, you know, I've been to Disney. Tickets are expensive, but holler at Joey's parent or dad for retiring down there. Because anytime we get to go visit his parents, I get to go for
free.
And it's always really fun. But
I actually worked at Disneyland back in California as well. So yeah,
tickets are kind of pricey if you don't have the connections. But you know, I would pay $1 to see their awesome fireworks show.
Absolutely.
from my house back home, which my parents still live at, from the second floor, you actually can see the fireworks. Still.
Oh, that's awesome!
So, oh, you Californians!
You could, every now and then, it's like, boom, boom. Oh, must be fireworks time.
That's crazy.
Must be about 7:20.
That's so cool. Okay. So I'm gonna go into my fact. For no other reason than I'm talking right now. So YouTube obviously is a thing that exists. People have gotten famous, aka Justin Bieber, for putting songs up on the internet. So cover songs are obviously really huge. People record a popular track. So what was the most popular covered song, or the most covered song on YouTube in 2016? And this is according to YouTube.
In 2016 specifically.
Yes. Hmm. So it's a song I would guarantee that you've heard of. I know that I've used it in music rounds before.
I'm guessing it's probably a pop song.
Yes, definitely.
Was the song itself from 2016 also?
That would be a good question. I think that it is. Okay. But I will confirm. I should have probably had that confirmed before.
No, because I had a thought, but I know the movie came out in 2013. Because my immediate...
The song actually was not 2016. It was recorded in 2013, according to my quick...
Oh, hang on. In that case, was it Let It Go from Frozen?
No. Oh, but a great guess. But a great guess.
So the song's from 2013, but it's the most covered song in 2016.
Yeah, singular artist. And definitely, I'll even give you a category that it's a love song.
And you said it's a single artist and not like a band?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, are we talking loosely love song, or is it like...
No, it's a pretty love song. Like, okay. I have a friend that's a wedding planner, and she's like, if I hear this song one more time, I'm going to throw something out the window. She's gotten bitter in her age.
A love song you would play at a wedding.
Which, by the way, I think is the attitude you want from your wedding planner. It's like, so help me God.
Yeah, I would say, I'll give you another hand that these, this couple, they're, he's married to somebody, and they're both celebrities. So it's a big celebrity color couple, had a child. His wife makes a cameo appearance in the greatest music video, MILF Money by Fergie.
Oh, it's
big on Twitter.
I know exactly.
He had a role in La La Land.
Everyone
at home is like, ah!
I haven't seen La La Land, but I think you gave it away with MILF Money. Is it John Legend, All of Me?
It is indeed. Ah. It is indeed. Okay. So he wrote All of Me for his wife, Chrissy Teigen. She's in the music video. But that was the number one covered song of 2016 on YouTube. Number two was Love Yourself by Justin Bieber, which I love. Love both of those songs, but especially Love Yourself.
As somebody that shares a wall with your office, I'm well aware that you love Justin Bieber.
Yeah. That new album is fierce. But what's interesting... Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, which a lot of people would assume would be
one of my first guesses.
Yeah, not really on the big top list. So they're using it as the comparison, like, hey, these ones came closer. So Adele's Someone Like You and Hello coming in close at 5 and 6. So cool. That's my fact.
All right. Well, I guess I'll jump into mine.
Yeah, I'm really excited because the wormhole I had, I think, went down after years, and I'm very pumped.
A little bit. So there are two companies, both you've heard of, that are combining to create an in-home booze machine. Basically, it'll make in-home cocktails. What are the two companies that are combining to make this product?
To make in-home cocktails.
Yeah, so brewing beer. It looks like they're brewing beer basically at home.
So it's not like a cocktail.
I'm not sure. It looks like...
Because there's a difference between cocktail and beer.
They keep talking about it as a in-home booze thing. In-home alcohol drink system. So I think they're probably working on a couple different things.
I saw this thing where you like put in these pods. They describe it as like a Keurig for beer.
Keurig
is that what this...
Keurig is one of them.
So Keurig.
So crushing it. Keurig.
Okay.
So what's the other company?
Are the other little, are like the little K cups be alcohol cups?
That's
like
I shots? Think that's the idea.
That's interesting.
Basically, you have concentrate, and then it filters through.
That's cool. Because then you never know. You don't have to buy a whole big bottle of something. You can just have your whatever choice. Even though mixing probably isn't the best idea, but you know, sometimes right. you want to switch.
Yeah, try it.
Okay, so Keurig.
The other is clearly an alcohol company.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I guess a beer company, if it's going to be for beer.
Budweiser is the biggest one.
It's Budweiser. So Keurig and Budweiser, you guys got there. Teaming up for an in-home alcohol drink system. Employees from both firms will work on research and development at the offices of Keurig in Massachusetts and Vermont. So up there in New England. So it's the first... it's basically going to be the first one to kind of see if this works.
Neat.
So is that... So they're providing, and I know it's still in development, but they're providing the alcohol is already in existence, right? Like, this isn't like a moonshine thing that you're doing alcohol, making your own alcohol, because that's
I don't think so.
Right?
Apparently, it's going to... Sorry, go ahead.
You can brew beer at home.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, my brother does that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a full product, but I think this one's going to be a little bit more instantaneous. Mm. It says here that they're going to draw the technology from Keurig's cold product, which apparently failed. It was a countertop device that made sodas and mixers on demand.
So kind of like the soda stream.
Exactly.
Does that still exist?
Apparently, one of my friends has one.
Is it cool?
It makes good carbonated water if you drink a lot of carbonated water.
I'm not a big carbonated water fan.
You know, I've recently gotten into LaCroix.
No. Oh.
Like, I needed to complete an Amazon Prime purchase. Needed $5, and it's like, you might like this. It's like, throw it in. I just need the other thing.
Oh, and you fancy, huh?
I'm a little fancy.
Very cool. I'm just trying to think of like what I would want to make with like my, I'm picturing like a mad scientist with all this alcohol.
I'll tell you what, some of those complex beverages, like if this thing could make just a bourbon old fashioned and make it right every time, because I can't even get it right at some bars.
Yeah.
What's the other big one? The Manhattans? And
Manhattans, Cosmos.
Do you think it'll make a Dirty Shirley? Give me that grenadine. Okay. I'm still drinking like I'm 21.
I got a sugar high just listening to that.
Sugar! I know. I need like pineapples on pineapples. Though the other day, I'm moving, and I had like a old wine shelf. I was like, I got to start clearing some of these bottles out. I don't want to have to move them. And so there was a bottle of Arbor Mist. Like strawberry mango Moscato.
So sweet.
It was so incredibly sweet. And I was like, oh man, I guess my taste at least matured a little bit, but still drank it.
I think all of us that have been drinking for a little bit just realized the hangover that comes from those drinks after the fact.
Yeah. So that kind of leads into my next question. What animal would you most like to see drunk?
Elephant.
Elephant. A giraffe for me.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Because here's my question with the long neck. Like, do the body and the head go different ways? Is it all one kind of fluid, like, rubber band looking thing?
Yeah, lots of stumbling.
Yeah.
So I got really excited because I found this article about crawfish. You guys know little crawfish, right? Mm-hmm. So the scientists were using crawfish as a way to study drunkenness in human beings. And so they put all these crawfish, like they had them for a week doing the exact same things. And then they put them in a tank with X percentage of ethanol, X percentage, blah, 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 blah. And they found that regardless of how thick the alcohol was and the alcohol concentration, animals that had spent the previous few days in company got drunk about 25% faster than those had been kept in solitary confinement.
Interesting.
So they got drunk faster with other people.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah. So the next stage is to compare nerve cells from the social and solitary animals and work out what the receptor molecules might be. But there might be a scientific reason that you're more likely to drink more around friends than you are alone.
So what I'm hearing from this is that drinking alone is a good idea.
I guess if you want to drink less. But yeah, crawfish are leading the way on that. And so, of course, this led me down another internet thing where I was looking up other drunk animals. Mm. And to your points about giraffes and elephants, I found a video where giraffes and elephants are looking to be around stumbling and things because of this particular type of fruit called a marla fruit. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
I think I've heard of this.
Yeah. And so then I did some more research, and apparently it's fake. Oh. Aww. I mean, it's a real fruit,
but it doesn't ferment on the...
Yeah.
Got it.
That's disappointing.
It doesn't ferment in time for
animals to get drunk.
Yeah. I know. And then I started looking up, have any animals gotten drunk on purpose, and found a video of some dolphins trying to get high from a pufferfish.
Yes, I have heard of this as well.
Also fake. Well, I mean, not fake. The dolphins were investigating the pufferfish, but there's no evidence that they were doing it on purpose because what do we know about the pufferfish?
Poisonous, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most deadly toxins, period, known to mammals and man.
Wow.
And they serve it in Japan. Like, would you eat it? Like, what would it take for you? For like, I'm a chef, and I say, hey, here's some pufferfish. What's it going to take for you guys to eat that?
That is all it would take for me to eat it.
Really?
I'm a chef here.
I want to watch them eat a piece first.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, you ever seen Charlie's Angels with Bill Murray? And he just takes it and just... No, that's me.
No, I've seen it. I've definitely seen it.
I think we've talked about odd foods on the podcast before, and I've definitely of the camp of, I'll try anything once.
I'm happy to try very strange things. I'm just not so sure about things that can kill me.
I like to think if it's professionally prepared, it's...
There's also so I started researching about the specific toxin, which is tetrodotoxin, which I think is going to be the secret phrase.
You're going to need to spell that.
T-E-T-R-O-D-O-T-O-X-I-N. So tetrodotoxin.
Tetrodotoxin.
Oh, yeah. Hey, scientist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Tetrodotoxin.
Say it like 10 times.
Tetrodotoxin. We should make them say it multiple times, though.
Yeah, I just have them write it down because I'm lazy as a host. but okay, so sorry, what were you saying about your friend and that toxin?
Oh no, my bachelor's was in microbiology, and so we learned all about like toxins and stuff,
including how to pronounce them clearly.
Yes,
a fatal dose may be as little as 1 to 4 milligrams per person. It's real.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the other thing is. Sorry, no, I got distracted. No, that's the thing, though, about everything that I've heard about pufferfish being eaten and stuff like that, and everybody's like, oh, it has this toxin. It's like, you never hear, like, 1 out of 5 people die from eating pufferfish that's professionally, you know what I mean? If there was an actual risk to it, then I wouldn't do it. But if it is professionally prepared, I'm going to give it a run.
Like a not shady joint.
Exactly.
I can tell you that the, there Tokyo Bureau of Social Welfare and Public Health indicate there's 20 to 44 instances of it's called fugu poisoning, F-U-G-U, poisoning per year from 96 to 2006. So it's a little old statistics, but it's 0 to 6 deaths per year. So the average fatality rate of 6.8%. So I guess that's from hospitalizations to death ratio. But I was also reading on the CDC about it, and it takes like 15, 20 minutes to know that it's in your system, and then death happens in a couple hours, and nothing you can do. Your mouth starts to go all tingly, limbs start to go tingly, and you gone.
Yeah. I'm still in.
Wow. That's cool. I actually found another website that tells me how to make a pufferfish. So Blessing and I are going to cook one up for you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm in.
This is a great idea.
I might watch. Might watch.
I'm cool. Well, we're going to end it because we got a bunch more topics next week that I'm really excited about. And Blessing's going to be here for that. So this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Blessing.
And if you're in DC, you can still get tickets for Marvel Cinematic Universe Trivia Wednesday, May 3rd. So feel free to get those tickets if you're in DC, districttrivia.com/Marvel. And if you're not in DC, could be coming to a city near you at some point. But I'm going to just say it again. This is the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Blessing.
We don't know either.
Bye.